broadly speaking, Wednesday was a turnaround day for financial markets. We saw a round of profit taking on US dollar longs and renewed demand for US equities. A lot of the attention, however, was focused on developments out of the UK, where the BOE joined the ranks of the BOJ and ECB in printing money to defend the local bond market, this despite rising inflation. Interestingly enough, the pound managed to rally on the day, perhaps given the fact that the bond buying eliminated systemic risk associated with the collapse in the pound, or perhaps also because the bond buying was quite limited in size and scope. Of course, the broad-based US dollar selling also helped to offer some relief to the pound. The euro also managed to find some strength of its own on Wednesday, this on hawkish talk from ECB Kazakhs, who said the next rate hike must be a big one. Overall, investors are perhaps getting a little more optimistic about the possibility that Wednesday's gesture from the BOE is a sign of central bank capitulation with a Fed pivot not far behind. There have been no such communications made by the Fed thus far, so it all could be wishful thinking. But for now, wishful thinking is just fine for investors. Key standouts on today's calendar come from some ECB speak, BOE speak, Eurozone economic sentiment and confidence reads, German inflation data, Canada GDP, US initial jobless claims, US GDP, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.